Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Sisters and brothers, today we celebrate the great feast of Christ, King of the universe. It is a time for us today to examine ourselves. Is he really my King, not only in profession with the lips, but in our own hearts and in our actions. So let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, in whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation set free from slavery may render your majesty service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. In those days, all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and shall be commander of Israel.' When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel." The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, let us give thanks to the Father who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself may be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saves others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Many of you have seen, either through pictures or on television or actually having been in St. Peter's Square in Rome, in Vatican City, you have seen the large, huge obelisk in the middle of the square. The obelisk is over 4,500 years old. It's still standing. It originated in Egypt, in front of the temple of the sun god, a pagan god. It was brought to Rome by Caligula, one of the most cruel emperors of Rome, and placed where it is today, which was the Circus of Nero, where many, many Christians were martyred for their faith. It is said that perhaps even St. Peter saw that obelisk before he died, one of the last things that he saw. On it is a golden ball representing the sun god from Egypt. Now there is a cross on top of that gold ball. It is the cross of Christ. You saved others, save yourself. It is through the cross that Jesus was saved, in the sense that God raised him up. And it is through our own crosses, sisters and brothers, that we are raised up and live with Christ. On the pedestal that holds the obelisk are these words: Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat. How's your Latin? We just sang those words in the opening song. Christ has conquered, has been victorious, Christ now rules, and Christ will rule forever. That still stands there with those words written on it. And the triumph, of course, again, is the cross of Jesus Christ. It was through the cross, through his commitment to the will of God, that he was able to redeem us, to save us through his own life. And it was through his will, through living the will of the Father, that God raised him up to be King of the universe. We are all familiar with power. There's powers all around us. There are many, many temporal powers. The powers that we find in governments, the power that we find in different forms of human power. It's a power to dominate or a power to rule, a power to persuade. All of those powers are subject to Jesus Christ. That is something that we as Christians profess, that all is subject to Jesus Christ, and we need only go back to the letter today of St. Paul to the Colossians to see the truth of that. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says he exercises his kingship by drawing all peoples to himself through his death and resurrection. Christ, King and Lord of the universe, made himself a servant of all. For he came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. For the Christian is to reign with him. Christ's power is the power of service. It's the power of mercy. It's the power of love. I truly believe for you and me, sisters and brothers, as we watch our country being torn apart in so many ways, as we listen to perhaps some of the testimonies and the debates and all of these things, keep those words in your heart. The power of Jesus Christ is the power to serve. He came not to be served with any self-interest, but he came to serve, to put himself under people, to put himself at our service through his own life. This is the power of God, and this is the power that will remain. Caligula is gone. The temple of the sun is gone. Nero is gone. Hitler is gone. All of these dominating powers that unfortunately some have put their trust in are gone. When you look at things globally, when you look at things in the broad expanse of time, what is left but Jesus Christ? We need government. We need people to be there with us and for us, but not to dominate, not to take power and control, not for self-interest, but in the image of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. In his image, we need people who can serve, and starting with the lowest, starting with the most vulnerable, not serving our own interests for gain of wealth or anything else. The true power is service. Christ's kingdom is eternal. It's without end. It is not limited by time or space. The kingdom of God, that Jesus is king, is ruled by the power of love. We belong to both. Many Christian writers have spoken of being part of the kingdom of this world, or the powers of this world, but above all, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. One of the early Christian writers said, we have to live in this world. We want to live in this world. And we do so as faithful servants, with our hearts set in the King who is eternal. Where is the kingdom? When we talk about this elusive idea of the kingdom of God, where is it? First of all, it's right here, in our own lives, in our own heart. The kingdom of God can be in every home, can be in every home where love is at the center of their lives. It can be and should be in every parish, not a bunch of anonymous people coming together and then leaving anonymously, but building up what our name is, Christ, Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. And so when we are here together around the Eucharist, preparing ourselves to meet the next week and to do so in a sense of service, the kingdom of God is among us. It can be in every office where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there. Where love is the guiding principle of every action, of every life, where justice and peace and mercy are the result. the kingdom of God is present. We profess Christ as our King, and I think now we could just, before we conclude, look at an examination of conscience. Is he really my King? Is everything in me subject to him? He is our King if we love him above all things, all things. If we love Christ more than our parents, if we love Christ more than our children, more than our friendships, if he is our first love, all others will benefit. But if every love passes through him, he is our King. He is our King if we are willing to serve others. The final judgment in Matthew 25 reminds us that whatever you do to the least, you've done to me. And there are others present today in our society and in our world that are not listed by Jesus, but we know who they are: the poor, the alienated, the unwelcomed, so many others. That's Christ. Those are people redeemed by Jesus Christ. And through baptism, they're my brothers and sisters. We will be judged. St. Teresa, the little flower, the great doctor of the church, said if we want to live a life of love of God, we must not fail in our love towards our neighbor, every neighbor. If he is our King, then every part of our life belongs to him. And this is the telling part, I believe. He is every part of our life: my body, my mind, my thoughts, my heart, my will, my memory, my hopes, and my desires. If he is my King, all that belongs to him. And so we can understand the beautiful prayer of St. Ignatius, who in his own life led a life that was not focused on Jesus Christ, but reading eventually the life of Christ, he had a huge conversion. And he said these words, which may be difficult for us today to understand: take, Lord, and receive all my liberty. Take my memory, take my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and all that I possess. You have given them to me, and all belongs to you. Dispose of them as you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is sufficient for me. As we say the Our Father today, let us remember the words and to speak them profoundly: thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Together, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through our prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Let us bring our prayers before the throne of God, who has made us fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light.
For the church, that we may work joyfully and selfishly in building God's kingdom, let us pray to the Lord. That the world leaders may look to the Lord as a model of the way that they should treat their citizens, especially those most in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For criminals, that they may feel remorse for their crimes and realize God's promise of forgiveness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For all of us, that we may be instruments of God's mercy, forgiving those who have hurt us, and for caring for those who turn to us for help, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journeys back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Ms. Charles A. Mew, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., Gerald Paul de Unger, Deborah Garza, and Douglas Commons, and for the special intentions of the Talbert family, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Loving God, in your boundless compassion for the human race, you sent your Son to redeem us. Listen to the prayers we make today in his name, who is Lord and King forever and ever.
Thank you.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we offer you, O Lord, the sacrifice by which the human race is reconciled to you, we humbly pray that that your Son himself may bestow on all nations the gifts of unity and peace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you anointed your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, with the oil of gladness, as eternal priest and King of all creation, so that by offering himself on the altar of the cross as a spotless sacrifice to bring us peace, he might accomplish the mysteries of human redemption, and making all created things subject to his rule, he might present to the immensity of your majesty an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. And to all our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance into your kingdom, and there we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.